Christians and his Arabic, etc. So he says that one day he decided that, you know what, he was a non-believer at the time, so he decided that, you know what, I'm going to, this Quran Sharif, Auzubillah, I'm going to challenge it. I'm going to take up this challenge. So he, every day he would go and compile, began compiling some of his own verses, and he gets to get a gist of his capability and his ability. He's famous for his one saying that قَوْلٌ بِلَا عَمَلٍ كَثَرِيدٍ بِلَا دَسَمٍ وَقَوْسٍ بِلَا وَتَرٍ. How that rhymes, which means that speech without action is like curry or gravy without oil or butter or ghee, and it's like a bow without a string. Meaning that if a person talks a lot and doesn't follow up, he doesn't do anything, then it's useless. Like how a person has curry but he has no oil, he has no butter, he has no ghee, or he has a bow but no string, it's useless. So he's famous, this is one of his famous sayings. So a person of such capability, in such few words, and all of them rhyme, and it has a very coherent and very, very deep meaning. So he decided to challenge the Quran. Until one day he was walking and he passed by a young boy reciting Quran Sharif. And he stopped and he listened to the Quran Sharif. And he said to himself, this can never, ever be written. A man of that capability in Arabic, this can never be written by a human being. This Quran Sharif is definitely something divine. And later on he accepted Islam. This was a cause of his hidayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him hidayat and he became a Muslim. If you have to look at the Quran Sharif also, it's very comprehensive, covers a large variety of subjects and content, but at the same time, the Quran Sharif is very concise. A person's whole life, every masla of deen is taken from the Quran and the Hadith. The Quran Sharif explains, the Hadith Sharif explains the Quran Sharif. So every single, most of the laws of Sharia, a lot of the laws of Sharia are taken from the Quran Sharif. Here's an example of how concise the Quran Sharif is. In Surah Baqarah, verse 233, so a passage comes, the passage is approximately 6 lines and has about 60 words. But from this small portion, 23 laws of fiqh are derived from this 6 lines and 60 words. 23 laws, 23 masail have been derived. This is a proof and an example of the conciseness and the vastness of the Quran Sharif. Also, if you have to look at the Quran Sharif, then the Quran Sharif is historically accurate. Many historical facts that are mentioned in the Quran Sharif that I have found to be true later on. For example, in the story of Fir'aun, we all know the story of Fir'aun. He pursued Musa alayhi salam and he came to the sea. And Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanAllah, caused Musa alayhi salam to split the sea. And Musa alayhi salam went through. And as they passed through Fir'aun and his army, they gave chase and they went in pursuit of Musa alayhi salam. But as they went through, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, Musa alayhi salam struck the ocean with his staff, and the ocean closed on Fir'aun and his army, and that was the end of Fir'aun. So this, in the Quran Sharif it is mentioned, فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً, that today we have preserved your body. Your body has been preserved so that لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً, so that you will be a lesson, an example for those who come after you. And this was revealed 1400 years ago. At that time there was no idea, the body of Fir'aun was not found at that time. It was not discovered at that time. So there was no knowledge that Fir'aun's body was discovered. Only later on in recent times when his body was discovered, and after research and doing some tests, that they discovered that this is the body of Fir'aun. Something which was discovered in recent times was mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 1400 years ago. This alone is a glaring, obvious proof of the divinity of the Quran Sharif. Also, the Quran Sharif also predicted the conquest of Makkah when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were going through torture and undue suffering in Makkah, and they were forced to leave their homes, their families, their businesses, everything they had to leave behind. Just imagine that you are being forced to leave your house, your family, everything, and move to another place. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. That definitely, the one who is revealing this ayat to you, the one who is revealing this Quran to you, لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ, he will return you to Makkah. That one day you will return to Makkah. And this ayat was foreshadowing and predicting and informing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of a future event of the conquest of Makkah. Years later, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Makkah and conquered Makkah. And you have to look at the Treaty of Hudaybiyah as well. When the Muslims were turned away from performing Umrah, and they had to sign a treaty which was outwardly a loss for the Muslims, and the Muslims were at the lowest point. They were very weak. Even at the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving Makkah, the Muslims were very few. The Quraysh were superior. They were stronger in number. They had all the weapons. They had access to resources. At this lowest point, these ayat were revealed, which if someone at that time, you would think that how is such a small group going to conquer Makkah? But eventually, that's what came to be. And even in the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, as we're mentioning, ayat also, Surah Fatah was revealed. Few ayat that gave glad tidings to the Muslims of the conquest of Makkah. Also, if you have to look at another example, is the Romans and the Persians. In the Quran Sharif, the Romans' victory over the Persians was also mentioned in the Quran Sharif. At that time, the Persians, they were the superpower, the fire worshippers, and the Romans were on the back foot, and they were defeated. But eventually, within 10 years of that ayat being revealed, the Romans became victorious, and they were victorious over the Persians. So these are all proofs and that show us that the divinity of the Quran Sharif. Another quality of the Quran Sharif is that the Quran Sharif explains many scientific facts which have been proven true today. For example, one example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. That whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to guide, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens him to Islam, opens his chest to Islam. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not wish guidance for, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his chest tight, makes things tight and difficult for him, like a person who is ascending towards the sky. So, and when a person goes higher, as he goes higher in the altitude, then the oxygen is less. So, as the Quran is explaining, that as a person is going up, then his chest is getting tighter, meaning it's becoming difficult to breathe. That was said 1400 years ago, and after it was discovered, hypoxia, when a person, he goes up in higher altitudes, the oxygen is thin, there's less oxygen is going to his blood, less oxygen is going to his organs, and he develops hypoxia. He can't breathe, shortness of breath, his lungs tighten up. This was mentioned 1400 years ago. So many other scientific facts also were proven true that were mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Another quality of the Quran Sharif, that the Quran Sharif, if you have to look at it now compared to the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif is unchanged. All the other books, the divine books, they have been changed. They have been altered over the years, but the Quran Sharif has remained unchanged. Not one letter, not one harf has been changed. This is only and purely through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if the non-Muslims have tried many a times to destroy the Quran Sharif, but they have failed. Even if someone, for argument's sake, now in this time, had to wipe out every single copy of the Quran, every single digital copy of the Quran, it would only take a few huffaz, a few hafiz, to compile the Quran Sharif again, and you will have the Quran Sharif. This is the, only through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is, the Quran Sharif is very, if a person recites it and he hears it, and he recites it according to the laws of Tajweed, it's a very melodious, it rhymes, it's very melodious, very eloquent. At the same time, it is so, contains so much of important laws of Sharia. Something which such a masterpiece. There's a story mentioned about a groom. So this groom, in the time of our predecessors, so he got married. So he, after the nikah, then he went home to meet his wife for the first time, to spend time with his wife. So when he went there, then generally it is sunnah to recite two rakat of salah before beginning at the beginning of the marriage. So he started his salah, and the whole night went, he was engaged in salah, the two rakats. Fajr time, his wife asked him, whole night you read namaz, you never even talked to me anything. Then he said, I completely forgot. I started my two rakats and I got so intoxicated and so engrossed with the Quran Sharif that I forgot that I was even married, and I forgot that this is my wedding night and my wife is there. He was so engrossed in the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is revolutionary. When a person, he recites the Quran Sharif, he ponders over the meaning of the Quran Sharif, his whole life can change. An incident is mentioned about a French doctor. So this doctor, he served in the French Parliament. So he says that, I had two passions. My one passion was the ocean. I love to sail. I love the ocean. And my second passion, I love to read. I loved books. I would read whatever I got my hands on. So he mentions that once I found a copy of the Quran Sharif in French, so I began to read this Quran Sharif. And he came across some ayat which describe a non-believer as someone who is drowning in the ocean. And the way that the ocean has been described, the waves coming over the person, and the blackness of the ocean at night, where a person cannot even see his hand in front of his face, and the dark clouds overhead, the way it was described, this French doctor thought, he thought now, he was under the impression that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote the Quran, na'udhu billah. So he said, this Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seems to be very, very, he's a master in Arabic, man. He seems to have, and he seems to have a lot of knowledge about the ocean. He must have been a very frequent sailor. He must have been a master of the ocean. Then after some time, he came to know that, in fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unable to read or write. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever sailed on the ocean. Then the realization hit him that, how can this be? A person who has not seen the ocean, who can't even write, how can he compile such beautiful words, such detailed descriptions of the ocean that even an expert of the ocean cannot do? And this, it was enough for him. And he eventually became Muslim. So, revolutionized his entire life because of the Quran Sharif. And another miracle and quality of the Quran is, if any one of us open the Quran, if you have to look at the, if we understand Arabic, or if you have to look at the English translation, we will find guidance for all, each and every one of us. Every single person, if he opens the Quran, if he is struggling with something, he opens the Quran, he'll find an ayat that applies to him. Every single one of us. That is the beauty and the magnificence of the Quran Sharif. This, also the Quran Sharif, so many chapters, 30 paras, how many ayat, but you will not find in the Quran Sharif not one contradiction. Not one ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is permissible, and another ayat that says it's not permissible, you will not find. Yes, there may be some things, nowadays the enemies of Islam, they will try and nitpick and find contradictions in Quran. But you have to look at the explanation of the Quran Sharif. Me and you aren't qualified to just open the Quran and start passing, taking an ayat and start making a law of Sharia from that ayat. We have to take it to the, if a person has inquiry about something medical, he will go to a doctor. He won't open the books of medicine and make his own diagnosis. In the same way, if we those people, they are not looking at the explanation, they are not going to the fuqaha, the mufassirin. They are just looking at themselves, this ayat seems to be contradicting with this ayat. So there's something wrong in the Quran Sharif, na'udhu billah. We have to make sure that we take our knowledge and our ilm from the right people. If a person, he wants to prove something, then a person, he'll find the way to prove it. In the other way, if a person wants to find a way to prove something which is correct, he can always find something or the other, quote something out of context, and he can prove it. That is why we should be very careful from who we take our knowledge, and we should take our knowledge from the correct people. Another incident is mentioned about Umar, about Abu Jahal, Abu Sufyan, and Akhnas bin Shuriq. So these three, at the time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at night, he was at his home reciting Tahajjud Salah, and he was reciting Quran audibly. So these three, in the middle of the night, they came separately. One, they were all at different positions, and they were all listening to the Quran Sharif. Eventually, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam finished. The whole night, they were captivated of the beauty and the meaning of the Quran Sharif. So the whole night, they stood there, and when in the morning when they were going home, they came across each other in the road. So they asked, what were you doing? Why were you there? So they are all inquired from each other. And they said, okay, tomorrow we're not going to come. This is not right. We're not Muslims. We can't be listening to the Quran like this. So tomorrow we're not coming. Next day, same story. On the way home, they ran into each other again. Again they took an oath. Said, no. That, you know what, this is not honor. We can't do this. Tomorrow we're not coming back. Third day they also came back. Eventually they made a solemn promise that we are never ever coming back. Now we are never coming back. And then after that, Abu Sufyan, we all know, he later accepted Islam. And Abu Jahl, he mentioned after this that our family and the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we always used to compete with each other in doing good things. They used to give to the poor, we used to give to the poor. They used to give some charity, they would do some good work, we used to do it. So we are always competing. Now you are telling me that they have a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how are we going to compete with that? We can't compete with that, so we can't accept him as a Nabi. So because of that, he knew and he experienced himself the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He heard the Quran Sharif, he heard the words, he understood the words, but he did not want to accept. Another incident is mentioned of the Quran Sharif as a cure. There is cure in the Quran Sharif. A person reads the ayat, provided he is reading his salah, and he's following the laws of Shariat, and he's reciting it with wudu, and with the yaqeen and the good intention, Quran Sharif can be a cure. An incident is mentioned quickly before we end off about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They were traveling. So then they were traveling, and they came across a tribe. Now they were tired, hungry, and they needed to rest. So they sought permission from that Arab tribe that, can we rest in your village? That Arab tribe refused. Then eventually, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum stayed nearby. Then the leader of the tribe, he got bitten by a poisonous insect. And he was severely, severely affected, and he was going to pass away. So they tried different medications, nothing was working. So someone said, those people from those Sahaba, why don't you ask them, maybe they have some ointment or something they can give us, that will help. So they went to ask the Sahaba. Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, okay, I have something, but you have to let us stay, you have to give us some food. So they said, okay, we'll give you a whole flock of sheep, but just cure our leader, our chief. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu went, he recited Surah Fatiha, he blew on that wound, and that person was cured, the chief was cured. The tribe's people became so happy, they gave the whole flock of sheep to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Then the Sahaba radiallahu anhum decided, okay, there's few of us, example, there were five of us, let's just divide this thing among ourselves, and we can carry on. What one Sahabi said, no, let us wait, let's go back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whatever he decides, we shall do. Listen, look at the lesson, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they didn't want to do anything against, they always wanted to make mashura. They didn't want to do anything on their own, make their own decision. Let's see what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally said, yes, okay, y'all can distribute it among yourselves. And he smiled and he said, also leave one share for me also. So this is the power of the Quran Sharif. We can use Quran Sharif as a cure. Ayat, we can read ayat, and we can blow in the water. That water will be beneficial for us. So there are many, many other miracles and benefits of the Quran Sharif, which time does not permit. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity and the ability to appreciate the Quran. Appreciate the Quran, recite the Quran, go by some person, tell him to explain to you the meaning of the Quran Sharif. Open, there are some English Quran Sharif to have some short explanations that we can read, take some benefit. And if the Quran Sharif that we have is the same Quran Sharif that was there at the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we took so much of benefit from. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to take benefit. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ